Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're going to look at national implications of that Virginia vote later in the program. But right now, that news that starting today, 28 million kids ages 5 to 11 in the U.S. are eligible for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine after CDC approval last night of a lower dose of the vaccine in two shots for kids. President Biden says the government has purchased enough of those shots for every child in America. Peter Hotez is co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital, dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. Dr. Hotez, Peter, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think this is going to be very important. And the reason it's so important is we've seen this big Delta wave across the summer in the South really hit kids very hard. We saw this unprecedented number of pediatric hospitalizations like we'd never seen before, and even pediatric intensive care unit admissions. I don't think the Delta variant is specifically targeting kids. It's just that kids got swept up in the firestorm, and so we've seen now 8,300 hospitalizations of young kids, about a third of which are in the ICU. So I think we've got to really get parents to understand the narrative that it's not just older Americans that are affected, but we're seeing a lot of kids get affected as well. And these kids need their vaccinations in order to remain healthy.
Well, and let's do that. Let's help understand the narrative, because there have been mistakes in the past couple of years. This is emergency CDC authorization, but let's not let that be misunderstood. We understand that means it is safe. They wouldn't allow it unless they felt there was a degree of safety. Just a few more hoops to jump through.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this was tested in about 2,200 kids, shown to be 90% effective, and so far it's been very safe in that group, in part because there is a lower dose of the mRNA. So there's a lot of reasons to vaccinate your kids in order to get them safely through the school year. I think we are going to see a lot of parental hesitancy because the number of COVID cases is going down nationally, so parents may not understand that it's likely going to go back up after the Thanksgiving holidays. And we're seeing a lot of regional differences also, that parents were much more eager to vaccinate their adolescent kids in the North these past few months than in the South. And I think we'll probably see that same pattern repeat with the young kids as well.
Yeah. Lower dose, about a third what adults receive, which makes sense. They're about a third the size and two shots 3 weeks apart. But we know researchers were watching closely for cases of myocarditis. That's a type of heart inflammation. What'd they find?
Well, you know, so far that it hasn't been an issue, but the numbers are relatively small to detect that. So let me give you an example. You know, among young males between the ages of 16 and 29, it's about 6 to 15 per 100,000. So splitting the difference, about 1 in 10,000. So there were not 10,000 kids in the clinical trials, enough to pick up a case of myocarditis. But the thinking is it won't get any worse than that. In fact, it may be better because of the lower dose of RNA. Point one, point two, you have to recognize that the rate of COVID-19 induced myocarditis, meaning myocarditis because of the virus, is far higher than it is the vaccine. And in addition to all the other cardiac complications we're seeing from COVID.
Yeah. What do you say to parents who say, oh, but I hear that emergency, why don't I wait for full authorization? Because that will come. What do you say?
Well, I say, you know, don't wait, because we've got another wave likely coming. And that will take time. And we saw that was not really a legitimate talking point when it came to vaccinating adults. There were a lot of individuals who said, hey, I'm holding back, waiting for full approval. Full approval came, and those same adults still said they weren't going to vaccinate. Right. So it's kind of a, you know, there's a canon of about a dozen talking points that's not actual. It's kind of used as an excuse.
Yeah. And the kids are eligible starting today. Can they just go to CVS? You know, I mean, when might the shots be there?
Well, the Biden administration looks like they're rolling out a carefully thought out plan, recognizing that vaccinating adults is not the same as kids. They're going to rely much more heavily on pediatricians' offices. So because parents are used to getting their kids vaccinated at pediatricians' office. So the first thing is, if you have a pediatrician, contact your pediatrician. Also, children's hospitals are going to have an abundant supply of vaccines. So if there's a children's hospital near you, contact them. And yes, the pharmacies will have access as well.
Yeah. Dr. Peter Hotez, Texas Children's Hospital, also Baylor College of Medicine. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.